Here we go, people. We are live. It is Morning Disaster on MorningDisaster.net. I am Ray Lytle, along with the lovely Nikki, who for some reason was up at 5.
4:30, actually.
Good Lord, you got up early today.
Actually, I haven't been to sleep since 8 o'clock last night.
Oh, my God. You slept all day yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I needed it. I finally got caught up on rest.
God.
I slept from like 1 o'clock until 8:30 last night.
I don't believe there's such a thing as getting caught up on...
I go like a bunch of days with only sleeping a little bit, and then I just have a day where I sleep.
Yes. Well, you are something else. You really are. Well, I guess... I guess that's just how it's going to be, Nikki.
I guess it just is.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I am. I slept until literally.
I was beginning to worry.
No, I slept until like 5-6 minutes ago.
I know. I was beginning to worry.
Oh, no. I slept good. I slept like a baby.
I did too.
Oh. I usually wake up early, but today I was like, nah, you know, I'm going to sleep. And it felt good.
I felt guilty sleeping the way I did yesterday.
Oh, it felt so good. Oh, my. Yes, I gotta work tomorrow, so I got to get up early. But, man, I got some good sleep on. Woo! I feel good. Of course, I do have to pee now. I'm sort of questioning why I didn't pee before the show.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm questioning. I did pee around 6 or so. You know what? I woke up at like 6 or 7 and got up and peed. Around, maybe it was
You're
around 6:30.
Before the show's over.
And then I immediately went to sleep. And fell right back asleep. But now I got up, and when I got up, I didn't feel like I had to pee. But now, I'm feeling a bit of a
Just go.
No, I'm feeling
Quit
a bit
talking
of,
about it and just do it.
I'm feeling some pressure. That's all. Just feel a little feeling some pressure.
It's going to be an hour or
no, it's
so.
All right. It's all right. I'll hold it.
You're going to have to go.
It's because I'm drinking my coffee.
The coffee that you said yesterday that you weren't going to drink?
Yeah, I got Nikki, I'm going to have to stop the coffee.
I'm drinking caffeine.
I told myself I'm going to stop the coffee on Monday. My wife says, she goes, why don't you just settle down on it?
I'm not drinking aspartame. Sugar, baby.
Yeah, well, don't drink. Don't drink any of it. Yeah.
Soon it will be fruit infused green tea.
Yeah, what happened to the thing?
I don't have the stuff yet.
Oh.
My wife
told me that she was she goes, "Why don't I just make half a cup and you start cutting down?"
Good idea.
I don't know. I'm debating on what to do.
Do you like iced coffee?
I've never had iced coffee. No.
Like maybe put a little milk in it and put it in the refrigerator and.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably better off just cutting it out altogether. Just drink a bottle of water or something. I'll take that enjoyment out of my life. What
you
I'll
can
do
the. They've got those water holders now that have the thing in the middle that you put fruit down in the middle of it to infuse flavor into the water.
Yeah, see, I don't need that. I like water.
It gets boring. You'll get bored.
I'm fine. I've drank water my whole life, and I'm fine with it.
You get the nutrients from the fruit.
I don't need nutrients from fruit. I just need water.
Okay.
I just need water to make me pee. You know.
Yep.
That's all I need.
Good. Drink that water.
Yeah.
But don't overdo it on the water.
What do you mean don't overdo?
You can drink too much water.
I've never heard of such a thing.
You can get water intoxication.
Well,
congestive heart failure.
I will be fine with water intoxication.
And it could cause congestive heart failure.
I won't have congestive heart failure.
Okay.
Trust
me. Just warning you.
Trust me.
Because remember, I would try drinking the 2 gallons a day when I went through that phase.
Yeah.
Now look at me.
Well, why would you drink 2 gallons of water a day?
Because I was trying to lose weight.
Well, that just sounds... I would never believe that would help you lose weight.
I was trying to flush all the fat out.
Well, you'd be carrying around 2 gallons of water. You'd never lose weight.
I was peeing constantly.
Oh, my God. No, that just sounds like a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Who would think 2 gallons of water? Who would think this?
Overworking my kidneys and flushing my medicine.
Well, yeah, you'd overwork your kidneys. You're drinking 2 gallons of water.
I know. I know that now.
I mean, all you'd have to drink nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Good
I'm
Lord.
I'm a fast drinker, which is a problem. Like, if I go to the bars.
God. Oh, you drink too fast is what you're saying.
Yeah. I can't just, like, let something just sit there and, like, sip on it. I'm like, drink.
Oh, my God.
I can't help it.
We're not helping my pee situation, I'll tell you that. Yeah, you, this is what you get for all that drinking. Congestive heart failure. That's what people get.
Even though it's hereditary in my family at a young age.
Well, so now you're going to drink soda.
Well, I'm drinking a soda right now.
What's the most soda you've had in a day?
When? In my lifetime as a whole?
No, like what's the most you've had in one day?
In my lifetime as a whole?
Yeah.
Oh, probably a couple liters.
Yeah. Good Lord, that's a lot.
Especially if I was drinking my Captain Morgan.
Huh.
Yep.
A lot of it with the Captain Morgan, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's All right. Well, it is Wednesday morning, last show of the week, because I do have to work tomorrow. I'm sorry for that, everybody. Forgive.
But they can listen to you.
You can listen to me on WMAY tomorrow, though. Yeah.
So no apologies needed.
Call me tomorrow when I'm on.
That's right.
I'm filling in for Mike and Walsa tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
I want people to send over your emails now. Any correspondence you have with us, now would be the time to send it. If you'd like to send a letter over to the Morning Disaster Facebook page. Or if you want to send a message to me.
What about me?
For Facebook, you can. You can send it to Nikki if you'd like.
I would like a message.
Oh, somebody send Nikki a message. There you go. Well, so you asked for one. I'm sure that someone would, you know.
A nice message. Mm-hmm. For all you shenanigan people.
Yes. For all you people. Get over there and do your business. You can follow me on Twitter at Ray Lytle. RayLytle. You can follow me. You can follow, of course, Facebook, same name. You know, I think my Instagram is The Chubby Ray. I think The Chubby Ray on Instagram, but you know.
You can find me on Facebook at Nikki Disaster.
How do you spell that, Nikki?
N-I-K-I.
But aren't there two K's?
N-I-K-I.
Oh, there's only one. Oh, my goodness. Who am I sending this mail to?
And I will not answer anything that you put on there because I never check the page.
So, wait a minute. You want people to message you, but you never check
it. No, message me through you.
Oh.
Because you read the stuff.
So you only check your personal page?
Yeah, which nobody is allowed on.
Ridiculous. I know your personal page.
I know.
I'm going to take an ass picture and send it to your personal page.
You better not.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of my boss.
I will ban you. Because it never fails. I'll let a listener in on my page.
Right.
And they'll do something stupid and I have to ban them.
So you see, a listener gets into your page.
Mm-hmm. I'll accept their friend request.
Yeah.
They'll do something stupid.
Well, what do they do that's stupid?
It's my family page.
What is? I don't know what they're doing that's so stupid. I mean, what could they possibly do?
Something that's not family happy.
I'm not sure
what. Ban them.
I'm not sure what that is.
Remember, I don't want my family involved.
Yeah.
Because they can't handle it. They can't take it.
So we don't.
What am I doing with my life?
We don't want swinger talk. We don't want any of that bullshit. Nikki doesn't want any of that garbage on her page. So
exactly.
If you're going to go to her personal page, make sure we don't put any of that garbage in there.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. I have spoken to make sure that
Thank you.
People will not clutter your page.
There's time and place for everything, and that's not the place for it.
Right. This is ridiculous. I mean, come on, people. God damn it. What's wrong with you?
You wouldn't want your daughter to read about a bunch of squirting on your page.
Oh, my daughter, there would be no squirting anywhere on any of her things. I mean, for goodness sakes. God's sakes, there's no squirting on her page.
I mean, on your page, she can read it.
Certainly not. My page is not obscene. Nikki.
I would not want mine to be either.
I don't have obscenity on my page.
Exactly.
My page is very proper.
Mine should be too.
Well, there you go. All right, everyone. Let's keep Nikki's page proper.
I don't care what they say on Nikki Disaster.
Right. You talk about squirting on that page. Well, let's not talk about Nikki squirting on her private, on her personal page.
Correct.
That's just wrong.
It is wrong.
I mean, that is really wrong.
But apparently, they can't figure that out.
What is wrong, people? Goodness gracious. What is wrong with you? So people, no squirt talk on Nikki's page. I mean, that should be, let me tell you something. That should be a very simple task.
I'm allowed to have a private life.
Yes, that should be a simple task that people should know, you know. Is no squirt talk. I mean, come on. I can't believe I have to remind you people of this. Of what you do and don't talk about on Nikki's page.
Don't incite.
Stop inciting anything. For example, let me just throw some out. What if they get like a picture? All right.
Right.
You don't put it on Nikki's personal page.
I am going to whip your ass.
Al has sent the message. He wants Ray. Can you call together your prayer warriors?
Oh Jesus!
And start a prayer chain today.
Mm-hmm.
I was manscaping.
Oh,
last
no.
night, and I nicked my taint. Oh, that's a hard one. Oh man!
At least it wasn't the perineum.
I'm not. What the hell's a perineum?
The little thing that connects that little thing on the backside.
On the backside of what?
If you're circumcised, the backside
of
that little skin thing.
What skin thing?
Oh, Jesus, do I have to draw a picture?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Look it up.
Phrenium. I don't even know how to spell that. I'm worried about... I'm too worried about Al's taint.
Does he shave his asshole, too?
I don't know. Al, do you shave...
Do you have a hairy asshole?
Al, do you shave Rage? Oh, sorry.
What?
Yeah, he asked if he shaved his asshole. Al, do you shave your asshole too? We need to know. Know how you take care of such goings on. I don't have a particularly hairy asshole. I don't have a real hairy ass, you know?
Everybody's got a little hair.
Well, little fine, but I don't have a lot.
Should be gone.
I have very Nothing. Little hair. Very little Nothing. Hair. I have no hair.
Pray for Al's taint.
That's right. I'm asking everyone to pray for Al's taint. What's wrong with that? I want to start our prayer chain. I had to tweet in there to pray. Al's taint is a special thing. I want to make sure that, you know.
They're so funny.
Yeah. I want to make sure that everything's taken care of in that area for Al.
Right.
TJ has tweeted and said, Nikki, get off the sofa. You'll squirt on yourself. What the hell is that?
I have no idea what he's talking about. I'm not on a sofa.
All right. Yeah, you're sitting at, you're actually on a computer today and a microphone
a
and stuff. Yeah, we like that. You sleep. She's doing the show properly today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yesterday, I was tired.
Yeah, yesterday was an interesting day.
Yesterday was a day of us just, like, trying to come up with stuff to talk about.
Yeah, but
for an hour and a half.
I enjoy those shows.
It was Monday pull stuff out of your ass day. Yeah.
Well, I enjoy those shows where we do nothing.
For an hour and a half.
Yeah, we do always end up getting in trouble. You know what I mean? Those are the shows where somebody ends up getting, you know, concerned.
Concerned?
Well, yeah, because we say something we're not supposed to.
What did we say?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that usually that's the case, that when we reveal stuff like, you know.
Like something that you almost did?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, either.
I know one time Sean was very upset. He's like, well, what the hell? Because I talked about Sean.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. And he goes, what? He goes, why would you say that? I go, say what? He goes, you know what you said?
I know what you said.
I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, so sometimes when we're doing one of those shows, that's when it happens. You know.
And it did. Now everybody's all confused saying, what did he say? What did he say?
Yeah, no, I don't remember. No, I'm just saying that there was a time where.
Yeah. You did, though.
Yep. I'm getting another a message. It says, Ray, you can tell Nikki's halfway through a 4-hour work week. She's getting very grumpy.
Grumpy?
Yep.
Why am I grumpy?
They're talking about you're getting, they can tell you're getting grumpy. You're halfway through the
grumpy
4-hour work week.
I'm happy. Yesterday I was a little grumpy.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Oh my God.
He just would not come up with anything to talk about. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, we did an hour and a half for having nothing to talk about.
Oh, and I was just like, about 5 till 10, I'm like, okay, we only got 5 more minutes left.
And then
you just kept talking about nothing.
Well, sometimes I stumble on something late.
And then you finally came up with something good, which was the police thing.
Oh, my God. That was great, though. That video, that audio was great from the video.
I got to see it.
What'd you think?
Wow. And like, I saw it on the news this morning, and they were like, somebody said, I don't remember who said it, that if the other police officer didn't show up, that he could have killed them.
Yeah, I wonder. You know? I mean,
he was beating on him.
It's so bizarre. I mean, I still...
The guy that he beat up said he gives him props for actually doing what he did to him.
Yeah.
That he deserves a promotion.
So, wait a minute. The guy...
He's street cred now.
The guy who got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's happy.
Yep.
That he got beat up.
Yeah. Because the guy stood behind what he said.
What the hell is going on?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Yeah. He just, you know, they both ruined his career.
Yeah. And the kid he fought is now defending him.
Yeah.
I know it's making national news.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all over. I mean, it's on in Chicago and it's hitting other cities and it makes us look just fantastic.
I didn't know it made national news.
Yep. Oh, well. Oh, well. Chuck Barris died, former host of the Gong Show.
He did Gong Show sound. Gong.
Yeah. Yeah, we do need a gong.
You need to find it.
Yeah. I like that show.
I used to love it when I was little.
It was, you know what, it was such a great.
Who was the guy that had the black hair and the black glasses and the black mustache?
Oh, I don't know. What, that was on the panel all the time? I know J.P. Morgan was on.
He had a handlebar mustache.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
And, like, frizzy afro kind of hair.
I don't know. He's 87 years old, Chuck Barris.
And he also did the dating game and the newlywed game.
Oh, I know he came up with those, yeah. He was a... you know, a creator.
Yeah. And he wrote the, that book that,
right. He wrote the book where he said he was a
CIA,
an international assassin.
Assassin. Yeah.
Here's the Gong Show. All right, everybody.
Waiting for a sound effect.
No, it's just he's walking out. He's, you know, he dressed normal when he hosted the show.
Welcome, all you folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're so quiet.
Yeah, sorry. I'll get a louder one.
I don't hear anything at all.
All right, hold on. Let me get another one. Can you hear that one?
Yeah.
Almost live. It's the Gong Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host and the star of our show, the delectably dangerous Mr. Chuck Barris.
I loved this part.
Yep, it was good.
Unbelievable show for you today. We have the good old Gong Show players doing this masterpiece of drama, The Bank Robber, and other little goodies today on the old Gong Show. Yeah. Now, all right, let's get started. Now, our first performer, a 75-year-old lady who says she's from Rome, Italy. Big deal. Milton DeLug has a towel from Rome, Italy. Nothing to that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say a big welcome to Anna Novelli.
This woman has come out, she's doing nothing, she's just standing, doing nothing.
Lay my pistol down, hey, lay that pistol down. Pistol
down. Oh my goodness.
Lay that pistol down.
The judges are JP Morgan, David Letterman. And now she's waving a gun.
What?
Yeah, now the old woman is waving a gun around. And J.P. Morgan is enjoying it. She seems to be dancing along. And Artie Johnson is the other judge. Well, let's see what the judges think really quick before we stop this one. I want to see what the...
Oh, that's thank you. We'll be right back. Meet our celebrities and find out what they think of Anna Novelli. Right into this message.
He was a terrible host. He really...
He is funny.
Yeah, but that's what, I think that's what made him funny is that he, there was nothing to it.
Very much. And welcome back to the Gong Show. Now let's meet our celebrities. Growing up wasn't easy for our first guest. As a matter of fact, his neighborhood was so tough that his high school mascot weighed 200 pounds, had a mustache, and went by the name of Gorilla. It wouldn't have been so bad, but she was also the prom queen. Yes, prom queen. Artie Johnson. Artie. What do you think of Anna Novelli?
You keep bringing out those sex images, you'll drive me right up the wall. I like the song, Lay That Pizza Down, and I'm going to give Novelli an 8.
An 8.
She got an 8.
Right. Anna, an 8. Now, welcome one of my faves, a lady who coined the phrase, seek and you shall find. Seek further and ye shall get a good case of herpes. The delightful J.P. Morgan. Oh, yes. Anna Novelli.
Oh, I just love you. You sing like you have... So hey! I can give you a 9.
Isn't that nice, Anna? That's a nice score. And we're lucky to have this man with us today because he really doesn't need this job. He sells 5-day deodorant pads as diapers for infant midgets. Ladies and gentlemen, David Letterman.
Chuck, thank you so much. Thank you. Anna, boy, I am still limp from excitement, frankly, and... Okay, I'll handle this, Anna, if you don't mind.
You
now, I've given you a 6. Almost too much entertainment. You know what I mean? Okay.
So there you go.
That's very good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Points, Anna. That's a good score.
Oh,
look at that one. Good.
Some of these ridiculous
right
guests on there.
Group that said if they don't make it in show business, they're thinking about entering the clergy. So don't be surprised if one day your kid is bar mitzvahed to the tune of Ramalama Ding Dong. Here is the Jake, I can't wait a minute. Here is the Jake Porter combo.
Right, we're going to fast forward.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Nikki.
What is it?
Gigi and the Dancing Machine's coming out. It's just, the show was ridiculous. Like at any point, Gigi and the Dancing Machine could come out and just start dancing.
Yeah.
And the judges and everybody would dance. I remember, this brings back so many memories.
Oh my God.
And Chuck Barris was more exciting to watch than Gene Gene the Dancing Machine. You know what I mean? He would go crazy.
Right.
Oh my God, I feel young again. Oh my God, that is fantastic. YouTube has a bunch of old episodes of the Match Game. Yeah, that was great.
You mean the Gong Show?
I mean the Gong Show. What did I say? The Match Game? God damn it. Yeah, sorry. I like that one too.
Yeah. I can sit there and watch that for hours.
Yeah, it's great. You know what? It was so inventive. At any point, I mean, at any time, the music would, you never know when, you know, when Gigi and the Dancing Machine was going to be out. You never knew. Like, they just didn't follow a script. And the talent, the people performing were the worst.
But that was the best.
I mean, they never had anybody good. Never.
Because you wanted to see somebody get gonged.
It was something. And the judges were always, J.P. Morgan was so, you know what?
They were drunk.
Yeah, but there was something about J.P. Morgan that was so hot.
Oh, I wasn't into that, so.
I'm telling you, there was something about her. Really was. Like, you would think, oh my God, she'd bang anyone at any time. You know, like.
Oh my.
Yeah. She was nice.
She was the runner-up prize.
Yeah, but man, there's something nice and slutty about her. I mean, I just, yeah. What do I know? Let's see. Ray, a weather update. So windy out in the country, it would blow the balls off of Caitlyn Jenner. Well, I didn't know that. Oh, Al has said, Nikki, I do not shave my asshole, just my balls. I do not have a hairy asshole, and I will send a picture to your family account later. So there
no.
you go. He's going to send a nice picture of his asshole for you.
No.
No hair on his ass. Yeah, I think most people don't have hair on their ass, right?
I don't know. I've come across quite a few that do.
Really?
It's like, ew.
Who are you coming across?
The older they get, they seem to have more.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Shave that shit.
Yeah, I know me. I know I'm, you know.
There's a funny video I just sent you.
I know the same woman is going to see my body naked.
You should play this video.
What is this video you sent me?
It's two old ladies fighting.
Okay, let me see this.
As a new one else. No, with your damn big mouth, damn it. Shut your mouth, will you?
Yeah.
Oh,
an excuse.
No, I don't know where the hell we're going. I think we'll go up the hill.
I go up the hill, Sheila Land.
Oh, and then left up
and
here.
And then you turn to your right, boy.
Left,
Sheila.
Left.
And you'll be on your way to Adams.
Did you hear her say left,
and
Sheila? You know
right.
Where left is at. You come to a dead end.
Okay.
This is insane.
Everybody, which way? Left?
Left, left, Sheila.
Oh.
You go right like she told you. You come to a dead end.
Oh.
Honest to God.
Where in the hell are we going?
He's old women.
Where are we going?
Will
oh,
you
my
up?
God.
How we go down?
Where in the hell is she going, Sheila?
I'm not sure, but we're going.
Are we going to go to the
we
hot dog
down this
place?
Way. Yeah. Oh, here comes somebody. Okay. Oh, I see. Down here.
Yep, from the beginning.
Oh, this is great.
Now, let's go down here. And oh, around.
Your grandmother doesn't know where in the hell she's going.
No, with your damn big mouth, damn it. Shut your mouth, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to get that old sometime. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you love
to just be able to be like that?
Wouldn't you love to get that old and just say whatever you want?
I know.
Like, I'm not even racist, but I'm pretty sure I would at least give it a shot when I'm in my 90s if I could make it, you know? I'm not even, you know.
That's how the real Golden Girls are.
Yeah. shut up!
Ah, bullshit!
Arguing? Oh, my God.
You don't know where you're going. Just shut the hell up!
Oh, boy, last night I watched the United States versus Japan.
And we won.
Oh, my God, what an exciting game.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. If no one's... I cannot believe people are not watching the World Baseball Classic. People have got to watch this.
I just know that we won.
Mm. It was...
the internet.
Oh, it was really something good. Yeah. People have got to watch this. Tonight's the championship. United States versus Puerto Rico.
Ooh, that might be a tough one.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it'll be very entertaining.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people make sure you know.
Tune in and watch. What station is it going to be on?
It's on the Major League Baseball Network. MLB Network.
Well, you got to pay to get that.
Well, I don't know. Do you have to pay for it? Hey, by the way, guess what I got yesterday?
What?
I'm switching.
Switching to?
I'm switching to Infinity, Comcast.
Oh, that's what I had.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot cheaper. They're offering a really...
What did you have?
They're offering a DirecTV.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, they're offering a very good deal, and it was so good. And I put it together, and I'm like, oh, shit, I can't miss this.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. I can't miss it.
Well, the deal I had that they gave me for 2 years was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
They raised the rates, and then I couldn't pay it, and I had to get rid of it. 2 years,
I'll switch over to DirecTV again, I guess. But
then what they do is they'll send around a guy that'll do another deal for
you. Yeah, of course, yeah.
But...
Yeah, that's what I think will happen.
I had 2 months of that high bill, and
we can't do that.
Pay it,
no,
so.
You just got to cancel that shit. Mm-hmm. You got to stay on top of it, Nikki.
I'm poor,
but I got the two. I got the 2 years, so you know, it's a nice deal. So I'm like, screw it, because I'm paying so much for internet, and I'm paying the DirecTV bill. Well,
and they combine it.
Yeah, they're just combining it, and the internet and TV together is like, good Lord. It's really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting rid of the entire DirecTV bill. I'm saving like $100 and some odd. It's amazing. Wow. So yeah, I'm very excited.
One of these days when I get working and stuff again, I'll be able to go back.
Yeah. So, but I got it. Now I got to figure out, I'm just saying this because maybe somebody knows, but when they hooked up my DirecTV, okay, the fucker from DirecTV, who never buried my lines the way they're supposed to,
okay,
the DirecTV fucker, he somehow ran the DirecTV into my, I got this box outside where they run all the cables and stuff,
mm-hmm.
He ran it into there, and... Now all of the cable switches in the house,
mm-hmm.
They have DirecTV running through them.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know where the hell to plug in, I don't know where to plug anything in. I don't know how he did it.
The cable guy didn't do it?
No, well, the DirecTV guy, when he hooked up my house.
I mean, when they switched you over to cable?
No. I got the stuff in the mail. I'm doing it myself.
Oh.
It's not that hard.
No.
And so I go to do it, and I'm like, where the hell's the lines?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's one line that has cable because that's where my modem and stuff goes.
Right.
But I don't know what the... So I got to start... I'm trying to mess with this today, and I don't know...
The splits are.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it, so I got to try to figure everything out. So,
yikes!
Yeah, won't this be fun?
Somebody that'll help you.
Won't this be fun?
You got to know somebody from Comcast that'll come in right. after work, come to help you.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I don't even know if I need anybody from Comcast. I just need somebody who knows all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like and Infinity tells you, they say, hey, you know what? You can save they said, we have installation fees, but you save it all if you just let us send you the box and you guys mm-hmm. set it up.
That's the way I did it.
And I'm like, cool.
I just set up one room.
So I thought, oh, this will be easy. But then I start looking, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's DirecTV running through that.
Hmm.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, proprietary.
Well, I don't know what the guy did. I'm very pissed off at DirecTV now, so.
Yeah.
I got to try to figure it all out, you know.
Can you call them and say, come take your shit out?
Well, I don't want to do that till I have my Comcast working, you know.
Mm.
Oh, man, I really got to pee now. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Let's take a break because I do too.
Oh, jeez. All right, hold on. I'm going to play a song. Oh, God. Oh, oh. Oh, I can't. I don't have time to play a song. Hold on. Be right back. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Promise.
Hello? He's not back yet. I'm in control of the world. How long does it take you to go, Ray? Good Lord.
All right, I'm back. Oh, my God.
I beat you.
Oh, my God. I had to pee. I've peed so much. Oh, I can barely.
I'm in control of the world.
Listen, I barely got there. I mean,
said some because I had to go too.
Oh my God, I barely got there. I mean, I'm pulling it out, and I'm like, oh God, oh God.
I ran.
I don't know what the hell's going on with me, but son of a bitch.
As soon as you said it, I was like, yep, I gotta go.
Oh.
Much better.
I'm telling you. I had to, I had to pee. Woo! And I let it fly.
What
were
you talking about? Oh, your cable.
I let it fly. Oh, my God. And then I'm like, well, it can't be a very long pee. No, it just kept going and going and going and going. And I stood to pee, but like when I was halfway through, I was like, oh, I really should have sat. Oh, God. You know? I'm like, oh, yeah. God. Oh, finally. Okay, thank God.
Now back to our regular.
I forgot what I was talking about now. I know I was in the middle of something, but.
We're talking about cable.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I got to hook up my cable and check it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
Because I love, you know. I do love
it. I loved it when I had it.
I do love a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have MLB Network, so I can watch the, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to cancel DirecTV.
Until you've got everything else.
Well, yeah, because if they, you know. What if they cancel it and I can't get the other stuff up? Then I'm screwed, you know. That's my concern. That's my concern, Nikki.
But don't be concerned.
My concern. So I have to, you know. So I got to mess with it again today because I couldn't figure it out yesterday. Because I really didn't have time because I was doing, you know, I was doing other things.
Like
it is a shame, George. Well, I had inspections to do with mold,
so
I was out of the house, you know.
Not about that.
Yes, we inspected it good though.
I think you do.
Yes. Figured out what was wrong, and now we shall fix it. Get this person's house fixed.
Yes.
Which I do enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. You know. But I feel bad because I'm the one who is certified in removal. Mm-hmm. So we go to these places. We look at the place. We find the affected area.
Right.
And then, but it's my brother that goes in the crawl space, you know.
Yeah.
And I will take the crawl space and I'll determine what it is, you know, whether it's stack of botches or cladospore, you know, what kind of mold it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I will come up with the plan. And then I'll mix some chemicals, you know. Mm-hmm. But basically, my brother does all the work, you know.
Yeah. He does the labor.
Yeah, he does everything. And so when he does it, it's so funny. We go to these houses and then we're done. And so we go to tell the people they're done and they thank me. They go, oh, Ray, thank you so much. And I go, no problem. I'm like, really? It was nothing. It was nothing. I'm so glad. And then they give me a big fat check. They go, here you go. Here's your check. Thank you.
Right.
My brother walks out. He's like, but they didn't even fucking thank me. Like, what? He goes, they didn't thank me. I said, well, they thanked us. Like, didn't you see the? Yeah, but they didn't thank me. I go, well, what's the big deal? They thank me and thanking us, the company. Yeah, but you didn't do shit.
You're like, I'm the supervisor.
I'm like, what do you mean? You didn't do shit. Why are they thanking you? I'm the one that went down in the crawl space.
Right.
Risked my lungs spraying all that shit. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Goose. I didn't realize, you know. Oh, well.
Them's the break.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God. Yesterday afternoon drove me absolutely crazy because I didn't get to the phone in time. I had a call.
Yeah.
And it was from a local cell phone number
mm-hmm.
that I do not recognize.
What was the number? What was the first three digits?
502. Same as mine.
Yeah. And so someone called you?
Yes, and did not leave a message.
Why would you...
And I want to know who it was.
Oh, my God. Why are you so concerned?
I don't know. I want to know who it was.
So you still don't know who it was? Mm-mm. Maybe it was a wrong number.
Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it's... I'm sure if it's important, they'll call back, right? Don't you think so?
I don't know.
This is driving you crazy, isn't it? I can tell. This is driving you crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it's driving me bonkers.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely bonkers.
What? So you are going nuts.
Yes, I am.
Because you don't
and
know
one
who
of my
called
friends
you.
Was like, call back. I'm like, oh, no way.
What? Marvin's number starts with a 502. Is it Marv?
Mm-hmm. I got his saved.
Oh. Who else's number starts? Yours starts with a 502.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't me.
Was it a bill collector? Was it a drug dealer? Was it
bill
a...
Bill collectors don't start with a... or a cell phone number.
Maybe it's a bill collector with a cell phone number.
I don't owe anybody anything.
Well, they're getting very crafty.
I know they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. And it was like at 5:30-ish, 5:40.
I'll be damned.
I don't know.
And now it's making you crazy because you don't know who called you.
Yes.
Well.
What if it was my future calling me?
What is your future calling you?
It could have been.
Your future telling you not to eat beans is what the future is saying. What the
beans are good for you.
Make you fart. Mm-hmm. I do like beans.
Beans are good.
I can't eat a lot, but man, I can eat beans. And I do like, you know. I do
black
like them.
Beans are good.
Although I'll tell you something.
Black beans and rice with some sausage.
Let me tell you something. I'm eating, you know, and I eat. I don't eat a lot, mm-hmm. and I'm eating what I'm supposed to eat. You know, mm-hmm. and I think I'm eating good.
Yeah.
And
I'm proud of you.
And but listen, I feel like I'm gaining weight. I know I'm not.
Uh huh.
But I feel.
Are you like I am. Water.
I'm drinking a ton of water. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, are you holding water?
No.
Are you taking a water pill? Maybe you need a water pill.
I am taking a water pill. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm telling you, I just
are
feel
you eating
like
salt.
Yeah, well, not much, but some. Yeah. No, I feel like I'm gaining weight.
Are you weighing yourself?
No, I don't think I am gaining weight. I just feel like it.
It's psychologically.
That's what I mean. I psychologically feel like I'm gaining weight.
Oh. Are your clothes still loose and everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I've lost it. I'm just, but I feel fat. I feel fatter.
Oh. It's psychology.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just wondering if this is some kind of, you know. I'm just wondering if this is some kind of...
Why aren't you going to their groups?
I don't know. Well, am I supposed to go?
At some point.
I guess. I don't know. I'm so confused with all that bullshit. I don't know. There's so much stuff they have you do. It's like...
There's a support group for...
Well, I don't need a support group. What support group do I need?
They have a support group for before you go into surgery.
Yeah, they want me to go. They want to go. Everybody, listen to this. They want you to go meet with all these other fat people. Okay?
Okay.
And so what it's going to be is it'll be a bunch of fat people talking about food. I'm going to get hungry and go, oh, Jesus.
No.
This is actually really good.
They're going to talk about the same thing that you just said.
About what?
Where you just said that you feel like you're gaining weight.
Yeah. But I know I'm not.
They're going to explain to you why you're feeling that way.
I don't care why. I just need to get over it. And I, you know.
Well, don't do it alone. It helps to have other people.
No, I don't need these. Listen, these other people are going to be like, and my name is Fred and I'm a fat ass or whatever the hell they say. And then
they're not.
It's going to be, oh my God, I got Girl Scout cookies and I snuck them into the bathroom and I ate them and I feel terrible.
No, they're not.
Here's what I'm going to be saying. Oh, man. Yeah, I could sneak Girl Scout cookies into the bathroom and I could eat those fuckers. That's a good idea. Fucking Fred's got
it. It's a support group.
Fred's got it going support. On. What a great idea he's got.
Support.
Damn it. I got to do that. I got to get some Girl Scout cookies and eat them in the fucking tub.
Oh, my God.
Fred's brilliant. Oh, my God. He's so smart.
Try it once.
He's so smart.
Try it once.
Number one, there's not going to be any good-looking women in there.
Who cares? You're married.
I care. I like good-looking women. There'll be a bunch of fatties. Isn't that horrible?
Would you stop?
Isn't that the worst thing anyone can say? Oh, I don't want to go. There's not going to be any hot women in there.
Won't Wendy be in there?
Won't who?
Wendy?
Who's Wendy?
Are you going through the same place I went?
I don't know. I don't know Wendy.
Are you going through Memorial?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the first one you meet with.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure I met her and she's wonderfully nice.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Real pretty, dark hair.
I don't know. I've met a lot of people. I'm sure they're all pretty. I just, in all honesty, I don't, you know.
She's the psychiatric counselor or whatever.
Sure, she's attractive. I didn't, you know. I do find most people attractive. So, oh, that woman we met with yesterday for the mold, I thought she was attractive.
Mm-hmm. Wring your neck.
Yeah.
You need to take it more seriously and do what they say.
Oh. Well, I am. I'm, you know. I just, it's such a pain. Why is it going to be such a pain in the ass?
Nothing in life is easy.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Well, it's like, God damn it. Just, I don't need it. You know? Let me just do things my way. It's working out good. You know, why do you want to mess with that?
Anyway.
Yeah, it's all work. You know what I mean? It's working good.
I got a news story for you.
What is your news? What's your news story?
From CNN.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
New York Presbyterian Hospital has released a 40-song playlist jam-packed with artists from Beyoncé to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right.
To help train first responders in hands-only CPR. I knew the Staying Alive one worked.
Right.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, because it's the beat of...
100%.
And I also know that it's the perfect beat of the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yes.
There's a perfect one, too.
Do you want to know what some of the other ones
are? Yeah, let me hear what they are. Songs that are in the correct...
Some are quite shocking.
All right.
I would have thought of. Let me get it pulled up here.
All right.
Oh, come on. It came out on my phone.
By the way, Al has sent me a message saying, here's what I learned on today's show. I will never go to a fat people support camp because there's no hot chicks in there, only fatties. Which is pretty damn funny.
Right.
That's what I try to do. I try to cope with those things to make you guys laugh. You're welcome.
Right.
All right. What's the list?
Oh, it's not coming up on the computer.
Oh, geez.
Or when maybe it is. It was coming up on the phone. I might have to switch to the phone to do it. So I was reading them off earlier. I'm getting the buffer thing.
Corey says, Ray, this is a fat support group. My name is Corey. I'm a big fat ass. I'm going to smoke a pork loin and some barbecue chicken, then have some banana pudding. I know I'm a fat fucker. I like to eat.
Oh, good God.
See, I'd leave that. I'd be going, oh, my God, I want to eat some pork loin and some barbecue chicken. Ooh, I've never had banana pudding. It sounds so good.
Banana pudding is excellent.
Yeah. See, I'm all fired up for it. I want to try it now.
Okay.
All right.
We've got the Bee Gees Staying Alive.
Right.
Well, you can't tell by the way you'd know what to be.
Simon Garfunkel's Cecilia.
Oh, Cecilia, you're breaking my heart.
The Black Crowes, Hard to Handle.
Yeah, okay.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
Right. All right, you Sweet Home Alabama.
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
I can't remember how that one goes. I don't know. I can't remember that song. So I'll have to do the Sweet Home Alabama.
Can you hear that?
No.
You can't?
No, I can't.
Well, why can't I hear it and you can't?
Well, I don't know, Nikki. Perhaps you're not sending it. I don't know. Sorry.
How do I make it play?
I don't think you can.
Why?
I don't know. We're not hearing it. Oh, here it is. Right here. Oh, yeah.
Don't mind.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. My mom used to play that all the time, that song, when I was a kid. That song brings back traumatic memories.
It was like my anthem when I was in my 20s.
Oh, gee, because my father was an asshole. So my mom was always walking around the house, you know. First I was alone. I was petrified. Kept thinking I would never live without you by my side. She thought she was a African-American, you know, blues singer or something. She'd be all dramatic and be, oh, Jesus, kill me now.
I will survive.
The next one is Hanson's M-Bop.
Oh, a stupid song. I refuse to save someone's life to M-Bop.
Next one I don't know. All American Rejects Gives You Hell.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Well, it gives you hell, well, it gives you hell. Yeah, I know that one.
Mariah Carey and Jay-Z's Heartbreaker.
I don't know that song.
I don't either.
I don't know black music. I don't know those blacks, their music.
As you said, Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, I like that one.
This one I don't get.
Another One Bites the Dust. Beats
per minute. It's Madonna's Who's That Girl.
I don't know that song. Is she black, Madonna? Is Madonna black?
No, she's not.
Well, then I guess I just don't know it. Oh, I guess I'm okay with black. I guess it's not a racial thing. Oh, thank God. I was afraid I was getting racist. Oh, I'm glad I'm not.
Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Really? Fast Car?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it's too slow to save someone's life.
Sugar Ray Fly.
Yeah.
Stray Cats, Rock This Town.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. We're going to rock this town, rock it inside out.
This one I like. It's Shakira and Wyclef Jean, or John, Hips Don't Lie.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
It must be black music. I don't know Hips Don't Lie.
You don't know Hips Don't Lie.
No, I don't. I don't know that song.
Yes, you do.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't. Ladies up in here tonight. No, I've never heard this.
No fighting.
Sounds like black music. No fighting. Shakira. I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. Right.
Yeah, I don't know this, but I like it.
Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Oh, I like the Wyclef Jean part. Yeah, I don't know that song, but I like it.
Speaking of him, he was on Good Morning America because he got held by police last night.
Well, listen, I think
mistaken identity.
I think he's incredible. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I think he's great.
So he's going to sue the LA Police Department.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. The next one is Phil Collins, Can't Hurry Love.
Yeah.
And then the one after that is Notorious B.I.G. and Diddy and Lil' Kim, Notorious B.I.G.
What's that song?
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, the song Notorious B.I.G.?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that song.
Missy Elliott, Work It.
Oh, well, let me get to this Notorious B.I.G.
song. Okay.
I probably know it.
Yeah.
What's the song called?
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, that's the name of the song?
Featuring Lil' Kim and Puff Daddy.
Oh, the song's just called Notorious B.I.G.
Yes. Baby. Featuring baby, Lil' Kim and Puff Daddy.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't think this is it, is it? I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Because his name was Notorious B.I.G. So how do I find a song that's just Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious, notorious. No, notorious.
Really? No, that's not him.
No, Notorious.
Oh, here we go. Here's Notorious B.I.G.
Y'all, check it. Call Lil C. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from the hospital. No, fuck that.
Notorious. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go take about like 20 G's from Gino. Notorious. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. That nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big nurse with the long hair come suck.
This is featuring Lil Kim and Puff Daddy.
I need about 3 weeks of recovery. The nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on
he
about
said the N-word.
Million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. The next 2 years, y'all should see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side. Fuck them tricks.
Oh my heavens, I can't listen to that. That's too filthy. I couldn't save someone's life. I'd be in shock. Oh my goodness.
This next song I really like, Missy Elliott's Work It.
Yeah, I know that's a song, but I don't know that Work It.
Really?
Well, I know it's a song.
It's a good song.
Missy Elliott, Work It.
DJ, please pick up your phone. I'm on the request line.
You know it now, don't
you? No, I don't. I don't know the song.
I don't know black music.
Oh, my God. You know, people lie to me, you don't know all this stuff.
Yeah. This sounds ridiculous.
Come on. Is it worth it? Let me work it.
I put my thing down, flip it in reverse. No, I don't know that song.
Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Yeah, I know that one. What's going on?
This one I don't know. KT... Tunstall, Suddenly I See.
No, I don't know that either. Mm-mm.
I'm listening to it sudden.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
Kind of sounds like country.
Oh, it's hillbilly music? Well,
yeah.
I'd rather die than
say Fall Out Boy.
I'll let someone die before I do that.
Fall Out Boy, this ain't a scene, it's an arms race.
I think I know that one, but I don't know.
Beastie Boys, Body Movin', 2009 Digital Remaster.
No, I don't know that song. Although I like the Beast, I did like the Beasties. I like Satellite.
Satellite!
It's an awesome song.
Yeah. Can I save someone's life to that?
Yeah.
All right, good. There you
go. To what?
The Satellite.
No, Body Movin'.
I don't know Body Movin'.
This one's a little weird. The Bengals, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, I know that one.
ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, I used to put up women's clothing. And forget. I don't want to talk about that.
What?
No.
I figured you'd be doing it to this song, to Pow's Heart and Soul.
No, I don't know that one.
It came out in the 80s.
No, I don't know the 80s. I was more into good music in the 80s.
Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Backstreet Boys, Quit Playing Games with My Heart.
Quit playing games with my heart. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Doors, 5-1.
5-1 and 1-5. No one here gets out alive, right?
Yeah, isn't it funny how all these songs are like kind of about death sometimes?
Yeah.
Gnarls Barkley Crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going crazy.
Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Okay. And Girls, They Want to Have Fun.
The Moontones, Book of Love.
All right.
Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
That sounds like somebody would die. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris King, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
That seems slow, too.
Train, Hey Soul Sister.
Oh, Hey Soul Sister. I know that one, yeah.
Modest Mouse, Float On.
I don't know that one.
This one I love. Beyonce with Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Bare Naked Lady, 1 week.
Did Sweet Black Pussy get on the list from DJ Quick?
No. Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake, History of Rap.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. That's not a song. Ridiculous.
And that's the list of how to save a life.
I'm gonna save a life to this. Yeah. DJ Quick is in the motherfucking house. Excuse me, sir. Are you giving that person a CPR? Yes, I am. But DJ Quick is in the motherfucking house. I'm sorry. What was that? Oh, hold on. I'm just saving this person's life. I'm saving this person's life while singing about that sweet black pussy. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's the way I hold my dick. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's because my hair's longer than them. But I don't give a fuck, no, I don't care. Because I'm like Noah's Ark, my bitches come in pairs.
Yeah.
My dick is size 7. And if a hooker's fine,
I can stretch it to 9.
All up in that shit.
Yeah.
I'm fucking pussy dry because I don't know how to quit. I'm 18, so I'm a young ass man. My eyes are brown and my skin is tan. So
yeah.
Put a cotton ass panties right down to your knees. If you want to take part in a proper ass
dance,
I'm like a player. I'm more like a pimp.
Don't mind me, I'm saving someone's life here.
Yeah.
In order for me to get them off, I have to sing. I say, ooh, ho, don't jock me so. Never, ever, ever want to let me go. Once I whip this dick on you. Hey, check it out. I say, ooh, ho, don't call me no more. Now when the fuck can I let you know that I'm a motherfucking true. Now that ought to tell you right.
Yeah, I'm so good. Sweet black pussy. I bet it works. Yeah, man.
Might have to speed it up a little bit. Need it 100 beats per minute.
DJ Quick is in the motherfucker. Oh, God. That's the song you got to save, people. I wish I was a baller. Wish I was taller. Oh, well, now we know the songs that we need to know to perform CPR and save lives. Mm-hmm. We could be lifesavers. So, we could be heroes just for one day. We could be heroes. Could you imagine you're going to give CPR, but you got like a song and you got like Seal? A kiss from a rose. I don't think that would save anybody's life. You'd be like, oh, Seal, get out of my head. Oh, God, I got to pump faster. Damn it, I got that Seal stonk stuck in my head. Person's going to die. Damn it. What the hell?
That's not coming.
Oh, this is La La Land. Come on, Nikki, dance with me, Nikki. Nikki, dance with me. Thank you, YouTube. We appreciate you getting the La La Land in there. What the hell was that?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I think we had a...
Do we have any new messages?
I do. Yeah, we do have a bunch of them. All right, let me see what we got here. Corey says, what the hell? Corey says, Al, don't knock the big girls. Big girls need loving too. Ray, I wish I could be a baller like B.I.G. was. Get high while getting hit on a beach. A man could dream. I also want to know, did Me So Horny by Two Life Crew make the list? P. Double said he has listened to yesterday's podcast before class. I love the Tommy Lahren comments. She's my number one hate fuck. I would totally love a night with her, but there would be no love involved, only hate. You know she's got good daddy issues. He's got a point there. I bet she does, yeah. Al says, this is the most airplay DJ Quick has gotten in 25 years. That's right. Brett says, dear Lord, look after our friend Little Al in his time of distress. Look after Al's taint and all taint tremors on his mortal earth. Touch his taint, heal his taint, and when the time comes, shower and powder his taint with your love and tenderness in heaven. In Nikki's name we pray. Amen. He also said, dead air from 9:48 to 9:49. Oh, that was a quick piss. All right, so there you go. There are his messages. That's actually pretty good.
Dead air.
I know there's dead air in the show because we had to go pee, but Jesus Christ. I swear to God, it was really pressuring my, God, you know what it is? Cause I'm on that water tablet. Oh my.
On two a day.
God damn it. Oh my God. I had to pee so bad.
And I just finished a 44.
No, my, you were drinking a 44.
A very low class act.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, they're breaking in on the news.
There's an incident at Parliament.
Yeah, I heard about that incident. They're breaking in on ABC News.
Yeah.
I wonder if they shot the Queen.
No one shot the Queen.
I don't know.
Yeah, no one shot
the
Queen.
How do we not know?
Yep.
Hold on.
Some crazy person tried to do something, and police shot him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the guy did. I don't know if the guy was some terrorist. I mean, obviously, he's a terrorist, but I don't know if he's an Islamic terrorist or not.
They think another person might be on the loose.
Oh, great. Look at that. Glad I'm not in England. Watch out, Gully.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Gully's Apple store.
Maybe that's why we didn't hear from him today.
Yep.
I thought he said he was on vacation.
I don't know what's going on. Could you imagine if Gully gets
he's down in the middle of it.
I know. Could you imagine if he ended up on some kind of international terrorist incident? Like they're holding him hostage? Listen,
hey, that's Gully.
We have a hostage. We're going to kill the hostage. First, we need 14 prisoners released, and we need, what is that? Oh, we need a hot pocket for our hostage wants a hot pocket. What?
He wants some beer
and a pie. He wants pie and a beer. Freaking Gully.
He's going to have to go on a liquid diet soon.
Yes, because he says if he's going to go out, then, you know.
Oh, Gully.
Oh, well. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap it up. I had fun today, right?
Yeah. I'm not ready to leave.
It was a fun show.
I do crave it.
Yeah, me too, Joe. I crave it. Crave doing the show. Really love it.
Thank you for waking me up.
You're welcome, George. I did enjoy the show today.
So what are you doing today?
All right, today I'm going to mess with this cable shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to kick this up. I got a phone conference thing I got to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I am putting together the final pieces for my, I'm putting together the final pieces for the job, the mold job that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, I'm going to watch a World Baseball Classic tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, but I do have things I got to do. And anybody who's invited to my anniversary party, make sure to respond soon.
I am.
I know
you're. There's my response.
Yeah, I know you're going.
I may have bandages over my nose, but I'll be there.
I'm going to make sure that, got all the people there. My mother's complaining now.
Oh, no, why?
She goes, which place is it? Oh, it's there. Oh, I don't know if that room is good. That room is very long, and oh, it's just ugly.
What's the matter? It's home style.
I go, what?
I love that place.
She says, I don't know if that's going to work. And I go, well, it's a little late to tell me now, don't you think? Well, I don't. Did you look at it first? I go, no, I didn't look at it. I just found out they had a room. I called them. They said, yeah, you can have the room.
They have a divider that they can open up.
Damn it. She got to ruin everything. You know?
I've had my birthday party in that room.
No, my mother's complaining. I don't like that room.
I like the room. I had my birthday party in there.
You know, you're so cheap. Why didn't you just rent a nice room? I go, what? I don't have the money to rent a nice room.
Why didn't you turn around and say, why didn't you rent the room for me?
She goes,
it's my birthday.
She goes, do people know they have to pay for their own pizza since you're not buying them? I go, who the fuck thinks I'm buying everyone food?
It's your anniversary.
Well, a lot of anniversary parties, the people throwing it, they will pay for it. I go, well, this isn't one of those parties.
Never heard of that before.
God damn it. Oh, she's got to complain about everything.
Poor mom.
No, it's not poor mom. It's poor me.
No, she worries about everything like that.
My mother worries about nonsense. Really, any kind of nonsense in the world, she worries about it.
She needs something to preoccupy her time.
Yes, all she does is worry about nonsense and bitch about it.
It's always a volunteer somewhere or something.
Always with the nonsense. It's all she's into.
Oh.
Well, I have a problem with that. Well, sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Is anyone going to your event?
Yes.
I go, well, yeah, there seems to be people. Well, I don't know if they're going to like it.
A lot of the people's been there and like it.
Oh, my God. They do know they have to pay. You should tell them. What do you mean I should tell them? I go, people know. Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. It's a handful.
Yeah.
It really is a handful. Dealing with this.
It'll be fun.
God.
It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice celebration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It will.
And by the way, and for listeners, I do invite listeners. I do invite all the listeners. Send me a Facebook message if you know. I think I invited a lot of you. If I didn't, though,
he doesn't know anything.
Well, send me a message and I'll make sure I invite them because I might have missed some listeners. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I did it through Facebook.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
But it's just so weird. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I can't wait to have my cheap food.
I'm sure maybe someone will buy your meal, you know.
No, I'll be fine.
No, I'm saying maybe some guy. Maybe hook up. Want me to invite some solo guys?
No.
I could invite some.
I have a new motto now.
What is your new thing?
My new thing is independence and my future on my own.
Oh, you're so Oprah.
I don't need a man.
Oh, you're
Oprah. My ass is really sore.
Absolutely, Jimmy. Yeah, you are so Oprah.
I don't need my... I've for 44 years, I've waited for a man to have a future with.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, and now you realize that you'll just be fine on your own.
I will be fine on my own.
Means you're going to find somebody. You're going to throw the whole, put a wrench into the whole works.
Now, I am going to try starting work part time, and if that works well, my heart doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, I think you're going to. I think you have a. Let me tell you something. This is seriously.
I'm going to see what my potential is.
I'm going to tell you something. I love you as your friend, but I'm telling you, you have a lot more years than you think you do on this earth left.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to live it.
I want a little grandma house.
Yes, you need to live it to your fullest.
Yes. I want to eventually get a good paying full-time job.
You need to get a man.
I don't need a man to give this stuff to me.
That lies to eat pussy.
I don't need that in my life.
That's what you need.
I don't
no,
need
listen,
that.
No, listen. All you need to be is just confident. That's all you need. Confident that you're going to have a long life.
I need to take care of my health.
Yes.
Mentally and physically. And I need to take care of me.
You'll be fine. And you need your good friends.
And maybe Trump threatening to take away all this stuff as part of it.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to take it away, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll die with nothing if you rely on him.
Right. If I keep relying on what I've been relying on, I'm not going to have anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm with you.
They've already taken away some of it.
Yeah.
And so, in order to survive, I can't survive off of this anymore.
Absolutely.
So, I've got goals now.
Yeah. You seem to ooze mediocrity.
Thank you, Marvin. You should, you should invite Marvin as your date, too.
No. I'm not going to invite anybody as my date. I'm going solo.
Somebody should hook you up.
I don't need nobody.
Somebody needs to hook you up.
Nope. Hmm. Not looking for that.
You sure?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to get a job and get my own insurance and
right.
Pay my bills buy things that I want and save money and invest in my future and get a little grandma house.
Look at you.
Yeah. I even found the little grandma house. I had sticker shock, but I found the perfect house.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry about it. Listen. I don't want to buy
it. I want just so that I know what I want.
I don't want to buy a house. The last thing I want to do is buy a house. My wife is like, you know, well, we should blah, 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 and buy a house again. I'm like, I don't want to buy a house.
It's cheaper than rent.
Oh, listen, I've owned several houses in my life. I'm happier now that, you know.
I don't want to rent. It's too expensive.
I'm telling you. I want to just get a condo. Give me a condo or something.
I want trees and grass.
Not me. I want a condo. I don't want any fucking trees. I don't want any grass. I don't want any of that shit.
Fenced yard.
I don't want to have to do it. That's where we're different. Hold on. I'm looking at Facebook right now to find you a man.
But I had sticker shock because I thought it would be like a $60,000, $70,000 house, and it was $94,000. Unbelievable.
Well, that's too much. That's too much.
I know. It should be a $60,000, $70,000 house.
I saw a $70,000 house yesterday that I was like, wow, that's actually a really nice house.
Mm-hmm. But it's neighborhood.
Well, listen, no one in their right mind would sell me a house right now.
Well, my credit score is going up, so.
Well, aren't you something? Well, yeah. Bragging about your credit. Well, thank you. Thank you for rubbing it in.
But I'm taking care of my debt a little bit at a time is what I'm doing.
Well, you're just following Dave Ramsey's lead.
That is exactly what I'm going to do.
You just need to eat Ross and beans, and everything will be all right if you eat Ross and beans, except your fucking cholesterol will go through the roof.
Right.
Just eat Ross and beans.
Choose bologna in your mom and dad's basement.
Choose to not eat, and you'll be fine. Yeah, that's the key, Dave Ramsey. Yeah, I'm going to not eat.
Right.
That's the key. Tell that to my wife. It sounds like a great plan. I'll tell you, sometimes I'm convinced if I was a single man, you know, I could live on, like, very, I'm so cheap. I could live on very little money.
Right.
But you've got a child, you know, you can't, there's no way you can't do that, you know.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Here, I'll send you a picture of the house.
Oh, you really are into this house, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll find what I want someday, but this is, I want it to be like this.
Oh, you got a whole dream going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. But I did have sticker shock.
Growing up by yourself and you're all alone and...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
I'm
are,
okay being alone.
You are something else.
For the first time in my life.
You were petrified.
I have been hooked on
somebody
for so long.
By my side. And now you're not hooked on him anymore. Good. Ray, let Nikki know that everybody that sells weed for me gets health insurance. Well, there you go. Sell weed. You can be a weed dealer.
No. Go work at the dispensary.
Yeah, you can go work at a dispensary for like the millionaires who own the dispensaries. Isn't that something? The people with money get the dispensaries. So connected.
Oh, shit.
Unbelievable.
God dang it.
You're worried about this stuff. Fuck this house. Look for a different house.
No, this one.
You don't need that house. What neighborhood's that in? This house you're looking at.
It's on South Whittier.
No, you don't need that house.
That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, you don't need that house. Tell you what you need. It's a nice house. You need a nice apartment.
I have an apartment.
Well, then you're good. Look at that. You're already living a dream. You're already living the dream. You're not gonna get. What are you gonna get that's cheaper than what you got right now?
I'm gonna save up money.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're living fine. You got a nice little house right now. Just tiny house. I'm gonna find tiny houses. I'm gonna find a nice tiny house
this
for you.
This is perfect. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,100 square foot.
Jesus, that's not little. That's not a little
that
house.
Is.
No, it's not. That's not a little
house.
Little
is what I'm living in now.
That's not a little house.
But the second bedroom's like you can't really make it a bedroom.
It's that's a little house, Nikki. 1,100 square feet is, I mean,
that's
it's
basically what I had before.
I mean, I know it's not big by any stretch of the imagination, but it certainly isn't, you know.
It's the smallest house on the block.
Why can't you just get like a one bedroom? What do you need two bedrooms for?
Finding a one bedroom house is kind of hard.
There. Oh, yeah. Look at that house. You don't need that house.
Mm-hmm. And if you click on it, you can go through the pictures.
Oh, I'm looking. That looks like someone was murdered there.
No, it does not.
Yes, what it does. It looks like a murder. Looks like a murder.
No, doesn't.
Looks like a murder house.
Does not.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, Nikki.
It is so cute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that living room. I can see the blood stains.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, the dining room. I think someone was stabbed in the corner.
Backyard.
I can still see the knife hole.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, it's very troubling. Oh, my God. I can see where someone fell on the porch, the back porch.
I love that.
And cracked their head on the stairs. Oh, my God. Terrible.
It even has a dishwasher.
That kitchen is so old. That door is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll redo the kitchen and the bathroom.
I can't believe they're asking this much for this house. This house would be $40,000 cheaper.
Isn't that ridiculous? That's a $60,000, $70,000 at best.
Yes, yes.
It's got to be the location.
This house is way overpriced. You're right. It's a nice, beautiful little house, but it's too overpriced.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, you can't buy that. There's no way they're going to get what they're asking.
Oh, no.
You know what? Get yourself a little house in Grandview, like 40 grand.
Yeah, this little house in Grandview would be like 40 grand.
Yeah.
I would love this house.
This is too much money for this. It's too much money.
No, I wouldn't pay this money for this house, but what I'm saying, this is what I'm looking for.
And by the way, it's Southeast High School. What's so nice about this house? Not shit nice about this house.
I don't have kids to go to high school.
I'm just looking at the value.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't need that house.
But the setup of the house, I like.
I think someone's died there.
Why is that? Why it's so expensive?
Yeah. Tell Nikki she needs to start a redneck retirement plan. Play the lottery.
Then I would get. I still don't want a big house. I just want something enough for me. And I would turn that bedroom. I'd like put a day bed in there in case somebody wants to spend the night. But it'd be like a computer media room.
Well, listen, I think I need.
I would redo the kitchen, and I would redo the bathroom.
Just buy a different house. Why would you? You know, get a house that already has that shit done.
I like the look of the house. I like the hardwood floors. I like the bungalow look, the arts and crafts look to it.
Yeah.
I like the backyard and the porch and the.
I mean, it's a nice little house. It's way too expensive. It's literally $30,000 too expensive.
Over what it should be.
Way too expensive. But nice. Nice.
It is nice on the inside. I like the woodwork around the windows.
Listen, Nikki, what you need, to move into your parents' basement. You need to eat some rice and
beans. If my parents were still alive, that is so where I would be right now.
You need to eat some rice and beans.
They've got old appliances, you know.
That's what you need to do, rice and beans. You're not even getting new appliances in that house. I don't think I'd buy it.
I know.
I'm Dave Ramsey. Let me tell you something. You're fucking lazy and you're fucking cheap. And you fuckers spend your money horribly. That's why you fuckers are broke. And you need to be like me. You need to come up with a way to not be broke, and that's writing a book telling people that they're broke.
I know. But he's got a lot of good ideas.
Then they'd give you money to buy your book. You'd get enough money to get out of debt. It's a pretty simple equation.
I did to buy his book.
It's a pretty simple equation how you do it. Here's what his book says.
Your credit score means nothing.
Here's what his book says. Listen.
Buy everything in cash.
Eat rice and beans. Live in the basement. Live within your means. Live underneath your means. Don't go out to eat. It's a waste of money. Don't go to the movies. It's a waste of money. Don't go to
buy a $9,000 car.
Yeah, buy a cheap used car to get you around. You don't need anything new. Suffer for your art. That's what he's. That's his book. You don't need to buy the book.
Tithe to the church.
What is it?
Tithe to the church.
Yeah, tithe to the church. Fuck the church. I don't have enough money to eat. How am I going to give money to the church? I don't understand that thing.
Yeah, 10% to the church.
Make sure to give all your money to your church. You're going to be fine. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. The church is fine if you have the money, but if you don't have the money. You know, how do you give to the church when you don't have money?
Right.
But that's what his book says. So there you go. Follow it. Start giving money to the church. Are you giving money to the church, Nikki?
I don't go to church.
Well, then you better start. First thing first, you need to go to church. You're going to need to go to church. You can meet rich people. That's the key.
Yeah.
How about
if you can ask them how are you so rich?
How about you go to church for the right reasons?
Yeah. I used to go to church. I was baptized when I was 28.
Go to church for the correct reasons. Don't go to church to try to get out of debt.
This is the kind of funny story. I got baptized on my golden birthday.
And then never went back.
No, I did. I used to go when I was in college. I went to church all the time when I was with you guys.
Yeah.
I went to church every Sunday.
You needed it.
Yeah, I did.
Hello.
Yeah, when you were with us.
And the day that I got baptized, because my parents left it up to us to grow up and decide when and where and what church and what religion we wanted or whatever.
Oh, well, you got to do your own.
Yeah. And so I decided I wanted to be baptized, and I picked my church, and I went to it, and the day that I went to it, it was full immersion. And so the tank, it was December, and the tank heater broke that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the temperature in the water was 45 degrees. And he said, we can wait until next Sunday after we get it, you know, heated back up.
Well, the Lord wanted you to be baptized in that cold water.
Yeah, and it was very cold.
I bet your nippies were hard.
I bet it was like a rude awakening after he dunked me in and brought me back up. I was
Can
like,
you imagine your nipples
holy
are
Jesus.
With frozen nipples. Oh, my God. All the old guys in the audience. Oh, look at those nipples.
Mm. Oh, stop it.
I'm going to have to stroke off those nipples. Not. Yeah.
Stop. Ooh, this one has a fireplace.
Oh,
this
stop is- looking at houses. Stop. Going to make it. You know,
it's in Harvard Park.
I could tell I'm gonna have to talk you down.
It doesn't have a dishwasher though.
It's going to, you're gonna get all excited about something. One thing's not gonna go your way, you're gonna freak out. Promise me that's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
All right.
I'm just dreaming.
All right. Certainly nothing wrong with a dream.
It's not like I think I'm going to get this tomorrow or next year or the year after that.
You got a long life in front of you.
I hope. I just don't
certainly nothing wrong.
I don't trust my heart. I got a heart doctor's appointment this afternoon.
No matter what the news is, keep your head up.
I'm going to try.
All right.
It's been almost a 2-hour show.
That was a nice one. We should probably wrap it up. We're done till next Monday. Next Monday.
Yeah, but we didn't. Show and yesterday or tomorrow's show in one.
Yeah. Well, Ray Lytle, I will not be purchasing my pizza. I refuse to attend this party. I've never been so insulted in my life.
Oh my God, who wrote that?
That's from Brent.
Of course.
He says, by the way, I am Nikki's date to your anniversary party. She just doesn't know it yet. All right. Let's wrap it up. That's the show today, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We're back Monday. Have a great weekend. This week, I think I'm going to play I Wish I Was a Baller. Wish I Was Taller. I think I'm going to play. Should I play old Morning Disaster episodes this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do some classic Morning Disaster this weekend. All right?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. All right, we'll get out of here. Thanks so much.
Play some Marvin.
Play some what?
Play some Marvin.
Marvin Dumas or Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye. Play some Marvin Gaye this weekend.
I'm not playing Marvin Gaye. Why would I play Marvin Gaye?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Oh, you want Marvin?
Yeah, this weekend. Last weekend you did Jimmy. This weekend
No, I didn't do Jimmy this last week. I played old disaster radio shows.
I thought you played some old Jimmy.
He was on the disaster radio, but I didn't play old Jimmy. No, I just...
It just happened to be there?
Yeah. I just played, you know.
We'll play some stuff with Marvin in it.
Well, but there's plenty of stuff with Marvin in it. Marvin was on the Ultimate Disaster.
Okay.
You'll hear, trust me, you're going to hear a lot of Marvin this weekend.
Okay.
Lots of Marvin.
I miss Marvin.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Marvin. Brainwashed. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
I miss him.
Yeah, me too. I do. I do find. I do miss Marv. He's very missable.
Yes, he is.
All right. Here is what's the date today?
23rd.
Okay.
22nd.
Here's a show from the 29th.
A show that hasn't happened yet?
Well, here's a show for the 29th of 05. How about that?
Okay.
I'll play something similar. Here, this is from March 30th, 2005. That's what we'll play now. All right?
Okay.
All right, we're out of here, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.